Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is the rapture of the church. Now, we're not going to get into great detail about all the specifics and everything else. I just want to tell you that Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for his church, and soon. And that gives us an expectation and an excitement. There's several things we need to think about. If Jesus were to come back today, what would it be like for you? Are you ready? You ready to see Jesus? Are you ready to embrace the love of God through Christ, the Anointed One, and be caught up in the heavens to be with Him? Or will you be afraid because of your sin, because of your rebellion, because of those things that you've done that are selfish? Some people don't believe in the rapture of the church. They just simply don't. And I do. So I want to tell you why I believe that. Number one, the scripture says so. Listen to what Paul says in Thessalonians, his second letter, chapter 2, verse 15. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. So he's telling them the day of Christ is at hand. And then he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Now, remember that we told you those things when we were with you? And now we know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. So he's saying, remember I told you, I talked with you, and now we know what's keeping him, this man of perdition, this evil one, the Antichrist, from being revealed. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he that now letteth or restraineth will restrain until he is taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked man be revealed, whom the Lord will and will consume with the spirit of his mouth and the brightness of his coming. So here we are with Christ coming back and the restraining force that's keeping the man of sin from being revealed is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in the church. So if he were to take the Holy Spirit out of the world, then we got to go with him. Because if he leaves us here, he'll break his promise when he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, even until the end of the world. I'll be with you. So there you go. Therein is the proof text that I see anyway, that the rapture of the church is coming before the tribulation period, that we will not go through the great judgment that's coming upon the earth of all the wicked people. But there's something else that I want you to know. Paul said that there would be a great falling away first from the faith, not religion, not the Baptist church or the Methodist church or the Catholic church, from faith. If you have faith, living faith, it means that you're believing in the Word of God and walking in the Scriptures and you're standing in faith. That's having faith. Nowadays, you hardly see that in Christianity. There is a great falling away, but there's still churches going on. There's still people going to church. There's still this religious feeling and atmosphere. But when you talk about, hey, you know, I talked to the Lord, and guess what he told me? They go, what? You talk to God? He talks back to you? It doesn't happen to me. Because they're not walking by faith, and they're not in the Scriptures. And it's important to know in whom you have believed. And if he's coming back, which I believe he is he coming for you? The rapture of the church is imminent. It is coming, and it could be in our day. Oh my, children of God, hear my voice, saith the Lord. Open your hearts. Receive me. Walk by faith. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I guess that's up to you. Will he find faith in you? Will he see it in you? And when you're raptured, you'll go up and be with him. And he'll say, hey, how are you doing? This is great. Come on into my kingdom. Well, that's something to think about. Think about Jesus coming back And where you'll be at the time, spiritually, where you'll be in your relationship with Christ. God bless you. Have a great day.